This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
So, did you watch the Emmy Awards last night? Me either.
Hell no, comes to mind, but, you know.
I'm not familiar with that language, Todd. Could you translate that for me?
Well, I can see plenty of Packer fans probably did flip it over because that wasn't going so well.
No, well, the Vikes didn't go much better, so we can't brag about
it. I know, that's just it. But the thing is would you have been surprised at what was going on there?
No, it really bores me. I didn't watch any of it. I saw something somewhere about Sean Spicer making an appearance, so I watched a little bit of that. But the best part of the day was
social media chatter, and I thought, don't be surprised at this, folks. My God.
Best part of the day outside of church with the family yesterday was, and I didn't watch this either, but I got a good report on it. The Twins, did you see what they did yesterday?
They won, but...
So you got Gibson in there early on, totally loses his mind. First inning, gives up a homer, four walks and four runs, gives up another home run in the second. But, despite all that, hangs on to win his 11th. So the Twins score 13 unanswered runs. Joe Mauer's fourth Grand Slam homer, 13-7 for crying out loud, the Twins win. After a start like that, that's pretty cool.
Nice.
That says no matter what kind of a hole you're in, you can dig out.
That's been kind of par for the course with every Kyle Gibson start this year, though.
Oh, my gosh, though. That was a complete meltdown. First inning? Oh, my gosh. There's
been a lot of innings like that for Kyle Gibson this year.
Youch.
You can't do that with the Yankees, so I hope he's not in the rotation when they get that way. But anyway, the Twins are fun to watch right now for sure. Anyway, hope you had a great weekend, whatever it is you were watching. Prep for the United Nations trip of President Donald Trump or that Emmy Award deal last night or whatever else was on your mind. Bison Roth, Sue had kind of a tough one. So a lot of things going on. We have a brand new week, plenty of things happening, and we're excited today because on this program regularly you hear us talk about the North Dakota Safety Council. You hear us talk once a month about safety talk or radio. And remember what I say when every one of those programs began? Not every day you get to talk about something that could save lives. That's the great thing about what the North Dakota Safety Council does. Well, guess what? Now they built an all-new safety campus. And, you know, there's a lot of important buildings all across the great state of North Dakota. Not many of them that are just dedicated to saving lives. And this one is. It, you know, it is a safety campus. I just saw a tour of it. Chuck is going to give us a little on-air version of what I got a moment ago to tell you a little bit about some of the things that are in here. Chuck Claremont is the executive director of the North Dakota Safety Council. And, I mean, they have hands-on training right here, you know, a training lab. So it isn't just watching a video or seeing it on paper. It's actually living it, which is pretty cool. So we'll walk you through some of that today. We have some guests from the North Dakota Safety Council who are going to tell us about the great things that they're doing. They are hosting tomorrow a open house. It'll take place between 11 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. So you can actually see the safety campus yourself. And if you've heard us talk about this, I'd really encourage you to come to that event tomorrow, see this firsthand, because, you know, we announced it on the air, we've talked about it on the air, and now it's a reality. So it's pretty cool. So we'll do that as we go throughout the day. We're also going to chat with Kelly Armstrong later in the program. Kelly is the chairman of the Republican Party in North Dakota. Last week, Heidi Heitkamp made it official that she's a Senate candidate right now and is in the race. So we will talk with him a little bit about what that means from the Republican Party perspective and where things in this race will go, and look forward to having a conversation about that today on the program. So should be interesting. Here's how you join us, 800-228-0550. A lot of calls on Friday with things that were on your mind. We didn't get to everybody, and we rarely, you know, we're due, honestly, where we get to every single text, every single email, every single call. So always encourage people to use those numbers early on in the program and let us know what's on your mind. So you call us, local number 701-258-0550, toll free at 800-228-0550. You can also text us, Todd, at 701-226-8503. That's Todd. All right. I'm 701-367-2054. And then you can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. One other thing that I am wanting to fit in at some point, and I'll play you the audio. Rex Tillerson is the Secretary of State. And Rex Tillerson was on Face the Nation on CBS yesterday, and he was asked about the Iran deal. And I am to think, we're going to talk later with Kelly Armstrong a little bit about Senator Heidi Heitkamp's announcement last week that she's running for the Senate. And I've said a few times that I think this race for Senator Heitkamp, 6 years after her first, is different. In a number of reasons, but one is that she didn't have a record to defend last time, and she does this time. And what is that record? Well, there's a few things. We've talked about a few. But I honestly think this Iran deal, her vote to support the Iran deal, which was extraordinarily controversial, and a brainstorm of one President Barack Obama and supported by one Senator Heidi Heitkamp, is probably her biggest mistake. Without question. And I want you to hear Rex Tillerson, before we're done today, explain the dangers in that deal. I mean, I look at billions of dollars in cash given to them. Seriously? Now, you know, they were making the case that they were getting their cash back. Please. Iran that financed weapons used against our soldiers in Iraq. We're talking about IEDs and other devices used against our soldiers, financed by the Iranians, the attacks on our soldiers in Iraq that were planned, plotted, and funded by Iran, you don't give them money. You don't hand them a check. You don't do it. How about the ability to compete with their oil and gas against our oil and gas? And if you look at, in retrospect, already a very challenging environment with price and everything else, the addition of that oil, the addition of them as a competitor, that is essentially saying, here you go, Iran, come compete with our oil and gas companies in North Dakota. Come compete with the amount of rigs we have in North Dakota. Who thinks that's a good idea? I really don't. I think this particular issue needs to get a little more attention. I really do. And I hope certainly it does in the weeks and months ahead. I'm going to play you that clip, because I want you to hear that today on the program, too. So stay tuned for that. Jim is traveling Highway 22 today on What's On Your Mind. Jim, tell me.
Good morning, Scott.
Hello, sir.
You know, a lot of sports going on, a lot of hunting going on, a lot of, you know, athletics, a lot of competition. And I'm going to bring up a subject there, you know, that I don't want to throw anybody under the bus because I wasn't there. I don't know. But it's a very strong rumor. That's a very nice fishing tournament. That the winners, the one south state line, out of bounds, and then won the tournament, the grand prize, $10,000. It's a real strong rumor, and I would encourage
you. Okay, Jim, I'm going to ask you to repeat that, though. I heard only part of what you said. You said that the prize went where?
The first place prize was $10,000 for the winning fishing team.
Okay,
and
first place.
Very strong rumor. What's that?
First place prize was $10,000, and then now to the rumor part. Strong rumor that what?
The rumor, and it is a rumor, and it is a rumor mill, but it's a really sad one that the winners. If this didn't happen, you know, I'm sorry to bring it up, but I heard it so much already over the, you know, since the end of the tournament that the guys fished south of the state line out of bounds, and they claimed the prize money. So if that happened, that's terrible for all of us as sportsmen and athletes. And integrity, you know, whatever. And something I really love is fishing. I hope some guys will call in on it. I'll let you know, Scott. Thanks, Lord.
How would we know, Jim? You would have to have these guys self-report, basically, right? Or somebody else saw them, or what?
Well, that's the integrity part. You know, when we go out and do certain things, you know, and especially when they're competing, in fairness, you know, I mean, really, I personally wouldn't get out of any sort of line of cheating, you know, even for 10 grand, quite frankly, but really, I'm just wired a little differently, and I really hope it didn't happen, and I hope it's a rumor, and I hope that guys up on call in with this thing that, you know, thanks
sure. Yeah, you bet. Well, if they're listening, they can. You can't put it really on the organizers of the tournament because, same deal, they can't track every boat, right? Well, they could, but they would have to put a little device on there, like our friends at Pedigree Technology have a little nanotechnology where you're tracking these things and keeping tabs on it. But otherwise, yeah, they'd have to. And if that's a bad rumor and it's a, you know, started by a bunch of people that wish they'd have won the contest, well, then whoever was fishing there can call in and say, that's not true. How about that? So I'd be all for that. I appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. Sometimes, though, when you hear a rumor over and over again, you know, it isn't a bad idea just to go right to the source and try and find out, hey, is this true or not? You know, just to get to the bottom of it. Not a bad idea. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I love telling our listeners about things I own because I can tell you wholeheartedly they're the best. And Tropitone patio furniture is that, from hot spring spas and pool tables too. Why is this the best thing?
Well, it's commercial. They started in 1959. In the first 15 years of their business, they were commercial only and then opened up to the private sector. Like if you go to Vegas or anywhere on vacation, typically your outdoor furniture is going to be Tropitone. 15-year warranty. It's very comfortable. Is it the cheapest stuff out there? No, it's not meant to be. But you will enjoy it more than any other patio furniture you could get anywhere.
Talk about the fire table. That's great.
That is the best because, you know, it's a 90,000 BTU fire table. We use it every night. You don't smell like smoke when you go in, so you don't have to throw your clothes away or shower. And you can put it right on your deck by code. So
hot spring spas at pool tables, too. See some great Tropitone furniture today. Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, too. HotspringND.com. The best of the West is waiting. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. Watford City, North Dakota, and beautiful McKenzie County is waiting for you. There's lots of summer left. How about planning a couple of days to see this wonderful community and its incredible growth? Great places to see, great places to be, great places to just take in the wonderful sights, like the North Unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. And, of course, great places to stay, too, like the Teddy's Presidential Suites, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, the Watford, the Roosevelt Inn & Suites. Fantastic stay, mainstay suites, and so much more. Use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST and get a 10% savings off your best price. 10% off your best price, plus get a coupon book loaded with all kinds of things, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center. Call the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or Mainstay Suites. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Tell them Scott sent you, and we'll see you in Watford City.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Our toll-free telephone number. That's actually not toll-free, but it's a local number. 258-0550. If you want toll-free, 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number. I'm Scott Hinnon. Todd the Radio God Mitchell is here. Manny's here. And Rev's on vacation. Dustin is sitting in for him. Of course, so producing the show. So anything you'd like in the way of, you know, something pertaining to the show, you give that to Dee this week. He's producing, doing all the details. Todd keeps us all on track and fires that buzzer when needed. You had to fire the buzzer last week. I was trying to forget what it was about, but I remember the buzzer going off. Yeah, what's it going off for now? What did I do?
Just for demonstration purposes.
Oh, I see, for demonstration.
Yeah, because otherwise somebody may not know.
Yeah, okay. We
don't
you need to know,
out, you know.
If the buzzer were to sound, that's what it sounds like. That's what that was about. And Manny, now what did I do? What did I do?
That's what it sounds like. So.
Oh, it was more demonstration. I got it.
Right.
Yeah, lost my train of thought. I wonder why. So Manny is answering the calls, and when you call Manny, you just say, "Hey, get me on with Scott and Todd there," and he'll say, "Yeah, what's your name, and where are you calling from?" And that's it, right there, in you go. So, give us a ring. I'll be at the Dakota Hope Clinic fundraiser tonight in Minot. Do you remember when they called in a while ago, Todd? I bet you do. They called in one day and said, "Hey, we have this really cool banquet, and it's coming up in September, and we'd love for folks to go. And Scott, would you come?" And I said, "Okay, I'll be there." So I'll be there tonight. And I learned on the way out here that Tom Campbell's going to be there as well. So maybe I'll sit with Tom and talk potatoes. I called him from Tappan, North Dakota today and said, "Hey, rumor has it they're growing bigger potatoes in Tappan than you do in Grafton, because they were coming out of the ground on a beautiful sunny morning this morning, probably for the Cavendish plant, I imagine, but pretty cool to see." Anyway, let's get back to your calls here at 800-228-0550. Karen, what's on your mind?
I was in favor of the Iran agreement. We need to do the Middle East right, and that was part of making the correct political move in Iran. Now, when Republican senators, including John Hoeven, directly communicated with Iran about it, they were committing treason.
I'm a little confused here. First of all, you're saying good idea to give money to Iran. Good idea to let them, have more access to oil and gas revenue so they can, fund weapons against us. You think that's a good idea?
This was so that they did not make nuclear weapons.
Because they follow agreements, right? You give them money and then they follow the rules, right? Karen,
because
you're pretty confident in that.
If they did, the sanctions would go back on them.
Yeah, and who polices them? It's disgusting. We get played like fools. We get played like absolute fools.
It was not a foolish move. It was the right move. And I don't always agree with President Obama.
Yeah, me either. Doing what we did for Iran, giving them pallets of cash. What did you make when we found out later that actual cash was delivered to them, like in the dark of the night? Do you think that didn't smell just a tiny little bit?
I actually had never heard of that before.
Yeah, it happened.
And I'm talking about at the time the agreement was made. I was in favor of it, and I'm not automatically in favor of something that a Democratic president does.
Now, then you said something about you didn't like the fact that Senator Hoeven was committing what you said was treasonous behavior by communicating with Iran. What are you talking about there?
Republican senators sent a message that if there was a Republican president later, that the agreement would not be held up. And a group of congressmen.
That's true. It's true. It's a true statement. Why is that treason? It's underway right now. I mean, there are people trying to undo that deal as we speak, which I'm glad.
They can't directly communicate when the president has an ambassador and a secretary of defense to talk to them. A group of congressional leaders can't directly communicate.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to lose any sleep over that, but I didn't remember that being labeled treason, other than maybe by some partisans. But Karen, I appreciate you calling, even though we disagree on this. Thank you very much. Call that came in last night about Hollywood. I don't even like giving Hollywood the time of day, but go ahead, Todd. Go ahead, play it. Go ahead. I'll suffer through it.
Now the Hollywood elite are demonstrating just exactly how disconnected they are from the American people. The media's been showing it since the election last year. They're echoing it, and I got to tell you, I really don't think, just like with the NFL and ESPN, that they're not fooling anybody. They're only demonstrating their absurdity and their condescension for American people, for the general public, and Well, you know, when you throw rocks while you're living in a crystal palace, it's pretty dangerous.
Some good points there. And when I say I don't like giving them the time of day, I they do this stuff to get a reaction. They are so out of touch. It's not even funny. I think it's best just to ignore them, not to watch their shows, not to go to their shows, not to, let them think they're getting a rise out of us on all of this stuff. They're ick. They are ick. Can I use that word, Todd, Manny? Is that okay? They're just ugh, ick. Don't like them. Don't. One bit. And they don't represent real America. They are, and I think that's one of the reasons they're so angry. And they think you and I, who go to their movies and watch their television shows, well, you, not me, are some kind of rubes or something. Just total, doorknobs. They don't have a clue. If you watch that and can psychoanalyze it any differently than I just have, please tell me. And I'm just curious, I don't want to argue with you, but I'm curious why. Why watch it? What prompts you to want to go through that level of punishment to listen to these people that are just plain goofy? I don't get it. James is on the road. I'm going to go to James here. What's on your mind, James?
Hi, good morning. Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller. Just wanted to tell you that I love the show. I have a question. Are we as a community, as a North Dakotan community, are we looking at what we're seeing as far as this trend of violence at our schools with our young kids? I mean, are we taking steps to hopefully kind of combat this or maybe change this or change the mindset of some of these younger kids coming up? What sort of things are we doing to help kind of combat some of this stuff?
And give me the incidents that have, caught your attention here. You think that should be lumped into this category of further examination?
Well, I think the biggest one is the most recent one, which was last week, which was in Washington, I believe, where a young man walked in there. He expired quite a few people and injured quite a few. The exact numbers escape me right now because I'm just kind of traveling here. But that's something that should not be commonplace. I think that we as a whole need to start figuring out how to get these millennials, God, I hate to use this word. These kids, we have to start reaching our youth. I mean, it's like, what do they plan on doing after they graduate high school or before they start college or after they go to college, And I think that's a broad stroke question, but
I don't know. I think if we examined it, I think suicides would probably be a higher number than school shootings. It doesn't make it any less, awful what's going on with the school shootings. But, you made some good points, James. Appreciate the call.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
There's millions of tourists that come to New York City every single year. Not many get to be on the set of Fox and Friends and see the entire crew. Hi, friends, I'm Scott Hannon. My wife Maria and I, every year for the last few years, have brought our listeners to Fox and Friends in New York City. It's really fun. And, of course, so much more. Monday, November 27th, that's when we leave. We'll come back on Saturday, December 2nd. And in between, you'll have the trip of your life. You really will. And you'll have a whole bunch of new friends. There's a little shopping time. There's great food. And you know what? Just an incredible memories that will last a lifetime. If you'd like all the details on this very special trip, hurry. Call Jason at 952-898-3478 right now. 952-898-3478. Or go online to grouptravelplanners.com. grouptravelplanners.com. The deadline for sign up at this very special price will end very soon. Christmas time at New York City. You'll never stop talking about it.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy. healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Good morning, Scott. The Iran deal. Okay, I have it in print. A State Department official testified before Congress that as much as $33.6 billion were given to Iran in cash. Now that's treason. Thanks, Scott.
I could not agree anymore. And as I say, I think that's a deal we need to... In the world of politics, it seems like 100 years ago. We've sort of forgotten about it. It's gone. We're out of here. But it shouldn't be. It is a decision. You've got to say, okay, do I want to do this deal or do I not want to do this deal? I understand the president at the time, Barack Obama, wanted the deal. I don't think for the right reasons, however. The consequences of the vote stand, regardless of who was for it or who was against it, to say, was this the best call? I don't think it was. I will play Rex Tillerson before the end of the day, so I thought a pretty solid argument on the exact same thing. And to the other caller who called concerned about the increase in school shootings, I wasn't trying to dismiss his by saying, well, what about suicides? I just had a suicide sort of heavy on my mind of a youngster from Moorhead, Concordia student. No indications by anyone ahead of time, and then sends a text to a bunch of people, says, I'm going to a better place, and I'll see you again soon, and is gone. You know, it's just, you think, what motivates a youngster to do that? I don't know. That's one that, to me, to get inside the mind of a school shooter and say, why did they do it? How do we stop it? You got to deal more on the safety of the building and, you know, the precautions, and I believe even think about the teachers. But with suicide, how can you do that? How can you, before they get that far down, how can you do something, say something, recognize something? To me, I go to that because it seems like it's something that maybe we're more able to, more equipped to sort of handle and deal with. And then there's, other things that happen with students. I saw this deal this weekend. 17-year-old student, he was not a student of NDSU, evidently was visiting a student at NDSU, staying with him in the dorm, goes to some concert. According to some news reports, Valley News Live, at least one and one other, that he drank this entire 175 of something or another, and he ends up dead. So Sunday morning, students at NDSU wake up to a coroner's van. Just think of that image, mom and dad, who just sent kids off to college. Do you know what they're doing? Do you know what kind of decisions they're making? Are you trying to influence those? That's where I go, to where we can maybe make a difference. I can't get in the mind of some crazed school shooter. I really can't. But I think it happens a lot less, and you may be right, it may be happening more. It happens a lot less than the other two things that I described, I think. I think, anyway. More of your calls welcome. Love the conversation always on What's on Your Mind. We're talking life or death today at the North Dakota Safety Council. We're talking about a facility designed to protect life and limb. And it is a vision that Chuck Claremont has been describing for us for so many months as they planned months and years, really, this facility. Chuck, nice to see you. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Scott. I'm doing great.
Congratulations on this beautiful new facility.
Oh, thank you. How can you not be doing great? Beautiful day, beautiful facility. I mean, it's we're so lucky.
You are, and it's on a great little spot here on the hill, not far from Bismarck State College, Long Canary Avenue.
Yeah, that's a story in itself, just the privilege to be on a location like this where you talked about being the close proximity to the college and the students potentially for future safety training for people in the college and the programs that Bismarck State College might have. But, just for us to kind of be on the hill here, the serenity of where we're at, not only the location with the access to hotels and food establishments and the interstates and the traffic safety idea, but just the serenity of where we are located here for the people on breaks to go outside and get a chance to see the river, look out and see the river. And it really relaxes you and kind of really gets you in a nice frame of mind.
Yeah, it sure does. And you have a neat story about the people that own the land who really, once they understood the vision of this, maybe had a different idea of what would be here, but bought into the vision for what this would do, huh?
Yeah, 5 years ago when we started talking about this vision, and, thankfully to our board of directors for really allowing us to open our eyes and say, think big, And so the first thing we did was started going around Bismarck and finding where's the best place for us to have this safety campus. And knowing we needed about 3 acres of land, it limited us with where we're in terms of North Bismarck, East, South, wherever. And we found this location, and it was Bismarck Industries owned it. And it's literally straight north across from the Aquatic Center, the MDU Resources Bowl. And we called Bismarck Industries, and Dick Heedle, who I used to work for at Heedle's for 7 years, I said, Dick, any interest in selling this piece of property? And he said, absolutely, we have a lot of interest, but the idea is create new jobs and economic development and bring in, business. We don't want retail. We don't want, hotels and food establishments and those things. We want something like, whether it's a hospital, whether it's something like Sykes, health, U.S. healthcare, something like that. And I said, well, would you at least give me an opportunity to talk to your board of directors, your owners, because I really think that what we're doing and what we're going to be doing in this campus is something pretty special, and I'd love to have you involved. And he gave me and our board of directors an opportunity to come in front of their owners and do a presentation to discuss what we're going to be doing. And ultimately, the basis is saving lives and preventing injuries. And fortunately, their owners had great vision and said, it's exactly what we want to do. We want to be a part of something like that. And so they allowed us to purchase the land. We would have loved if they would have donated. They kind of laughed and said, well, that's a pretty prime piece of property. But they sold it to us at a great price, and we are very thankful to the Bismarck Industries Group specifically for allowing us to be on this location.
What will this building allow you to do for your members?
Well, distance learning, the blended learning, the hands-on training that we weren't able to offer before. We are very thankful to Bismarck Chamber and the opportunity we had to be in that building for almost 9 years. But ultimately, we didn't have space to do the blended learning and the training that we're going to be offering here, such as, we have a 26-foot training tower inside our building, and it's a piece that people it's hard to fathom. It's hard to even talk about. You try to tell people it's three levels of 20-foot containers, shipping containers, and they're stacked, different locate areas that have ladders and confined space pieces and other access points. And you say that to people, and they're like, okay, they're nodding, but they're not, until they walk in and they actually can see it inside our almost 5,000 square foot hands-on training lab, we call it, that ultimately has 26-foot ceilings, and this tower is 25-foot, I think 8 is what it is. And so the tower is in one corner of the hands-on lab, but we also have space to do other hands-on learning, whether it's scaffolding, advanced the HAZWOPR stuff, confined space, fall protection. Outside, we have an area that's included in our Phase 2 area that we're looking at potentially building a indoor dirt arena, where we can do trenching, excavating, equipment operator training, as well as another area that we can do large community rooms. Right now, this facility, as awesome as it's 40 people in two different classrooms, and we have another classroom that has 15 and some opportunities for a classroom type training in the hands-on lab. But we still want to have in our vision room to bring in 150, 200, 250 people into a setting where we can do larger community type events. That's phase two. But until then, we've actually put together a 50 by 50 foot area where we brought in literally like 24 loads of class five gravel, where it's 6 foot deep, 50 foot wide, 50 foot deep, the dimensions on the outside, where we can do trenching, excavating outside right now, and using, bringing the different pieces of equipment, whether it's trenching, whether it's the wheel loaders, things like that, and do equipment operator training. So it really has opened up our opportunities to do training in the classroom, which is extremely important, but also now blend that learning with taking somebody outside and go, hey, let's, instead of just showing you a picture or a PowerPoint of fall protection, saying, hey, this is what this gear looks like. Hey, you know what? Let's go out in the lab. Let's put on a harness. But you know, let's go in the training tower. Let's feel what it's going to be like to go through a confined space situation. And that so much adds to the remembering, the truly making that experience that much better.
What would happen with people that needed that training previously to this facility being open? I mean, would they have to go somewhere else? They just not get it? What happens?
In most cases, they would have to go, like the training we're going to be offering on our hands-on training lab, on the tower specifically, let's utilize that. It's set up where you can do high-level confined space rescue, fall protection rescue, rope rescue. In the past, there's nothing that was offered around here. In this area, you had to go to literally Louisiana, New Mexico, Washington, those states to go get this high-level training. And now it's going to allow the people in this community an opportunity to come affordably and have this training that's one of the best in the country, if not, you know, even the world. You talk to these guys from Roco Rescue, and they say, we'll put our training and the quality that we're doing up against anybody.
You know, what I wonder sometimes is whether we appreciate those of us that aren't, you know, in the safety world, if you will, and working on safety programs or a member of the safety council, and understand that this is really about making sure that moms and dads come home at night, right? This is making sure that a son or daughter is not lost from a family. I mean, this is life or death stuff, and really about keeping families together. That's why you're doing what you're doing, right?
It is. Our mission is as simple as saving lives by, you know, through work, through roads, through other opportunities like that, where we want to get involved with the bottom line of saying, you know what, you come to work healthy in one way, we want you to get home to your families. And I think that's what's so captivating for us in the safety world, or those people, even like you. I mean, when you first started having conversations with us, I mean, I can see a different tone in your voice, because now you've,
I get it.
I don't want to say drink the Kool-Aid, but ultimately you understand the importance of what we're doing and how it does make a difference. It changes your perception, the people that come and do the training here, to say, oh my gosh, there are things I need to be safe. Not just my family, but my coworkers and people like that. So,
and folks get a chance to see this firsthand. You really want them to come tomorrow, right?
Yes.
11 to 2:30.
Yeah, that's the part that, you know, we have people driving by here and looking up on the hill and saying, oh, that's a nice office building or whatever else. And we've got a chance to give some kind of tours to some people that have came in here that weren't safety related, and they just kind of stood there with their mouth open and looked at what we're going to be able to offer here. And it shows them that this is so much more than just a classroom setting. So tomorrow is such a special day for us, grand opening. We're 11 to 2:30. You come out. We're going to open up the entire building. It's going to be set up where you. It's not the tours like in the past. And a lot of the tours are set up. You come in, you wait for a group. Okay, now we go through a tour. The building's going to be opened up. We're going to have people staged throughout the building. You come in, you get a chance to kind of walk through at your own leisure pace, and with some instructions, some things saying, hey, here's what is in this area and whatever else. And 11 to 2:30 tomorrow.
1710 Canary Avenue. Preventable injuries and fatalities continue to occur right here on our roadways, in our homes, in our workplaces and communities. That's why the training campus is designed to reduce those and save lives. Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Chuck Claremont, the executive director.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4 for $4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing the impact a workplace driver safety program has on an employee off the job.
If I can get my employee to take what they learn and take it home, especially in a driving environment, and make them so that they're modeling safe behavior for their kids and their family members, that's going to be multi-generational. Just like our kids learn everything else from us, they also pay attention when you're using your cell phone, when you're on the, you know, driving, and when you're not wearing your seatbelt, when you're doing anything else that's dangerous. They're going to model that behavior as soon as they have the opportunity to get a license, and then they're going to have hurdles to overcome too. And so there's a extra benefit for the family there as well.
To learn more about implementing a driver safety program in your workplace, contact the NDSC at 701-223-6372.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
In this business, it's self-protection. You know what I'm saying? Because I give my opinions for a living. And some people don't exactly like that. So we actually have somebody that will be giving self-protection lessons at tomorrow's open house at the North Dakota Safety Council coming up here in just a minute. So stay tuned for that. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the Energy of North Dakota. We all want amazing innovations to drive progress for generations, right? We want jobs and careers for generations. We want American energy production that protects protects our land and the wildlife for generations. I'm all in. I know you are too. And today, advanced technologies deployed by North Dakota's oil and gas producers make that happen. And with the promise of emerging technologies, the energy of North Dakota has a very bright future for generations. Message brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. All right, Mike in Bismarck wanted to respond to something somebody called earlier about the winner of that that contest fishing south of the state line. So, Mike, what do you have to tell us? Good morning and welcome. I'm going to fire him up for me, Manny. My stackers. Yeah, there we go. Okay. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, sir.
Good. I was just curious. I believe the person didn't even give their name, obviously, which I find very funny as well. But obviously, you know, we were well within the boundaries all day fishing for that casino tournament and fishing down there for a week straight pretty hard. So our whole team deserved it, and there's absolutely no issues with what went down to, you know, last Saturday. So.
I think they did give their name, but, you know, obviously, you know, it's just a first name, so you don't know. But so have you heard this?
Is there a way to get a copy of the radio show from the morning?
I'm sorry?
Is there a way to get a copy of the radio show at all?
So in other words, you could hear who called?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's you know, What's On Your Mind Radio.com. We'll have the podcast later today. You'll be able to hear the whole thing. And it was caller about, 9:15 or so. Have you heard that rumor other places? Is he right?
I was obviously at work. It's Monday morning. And the wife sent me a message saying that a personal friend of ours has been listening all morning, and she was the one that first heard it. So that just obviously enticed my call here.
I got it. So he said, you know, rumors are everywhere. I hope it's not true. But if the winning team could call and clear that up, that'd be great, because I hope it's not true that they weren't fishing south of the line.
Yeah, no, it's actually second place of the tournament was within, three quarters of a mile of us, you know. So I'd say the top two teams, you know, were pretty dialed in within a mile of each other. So
sounds to me like you hit a sweet spot. Just kept reeling them in, right?
Well, we got the right fish on the right day finally. You know, we always catch them good ones pre-fishing, but we got that 28, and it was almost 28 and three-quarter inch fish at about 10 a.m. So,
all right. Well, hopefully
then
we cleared.
More concerned about having the six fish. You know, you have to always bring six fish to the scale. Well, we've had big ones before, but then you only get three or four fish that day. So anyway, it worked.
Oh, out. Man, to have your problems. I would love that.
Well, like I said, the last week we all put our time in, so every day we were consistently getting anywhere from 2 to 3 nice ones, you know, over 20-inch fish, but Saturday it just lined up with that weather. So.
Oh, good. Well, I appreciate you calling, Mike. Thank you for clearing it up, okay?
All right. Yeah, you have a good day. Thank you.
You as well. And it will be at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate that. Skylar Dutton is here. He's a safety consultant with the North Dakota Safety Council, and will be here tomorrow, 11 until 2:30, for their grand opening for this innovative safety training campus grand opening. Okay. You got to see it firsthand. Hey, Tyler, how are you? Skylar, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Skylar, Tyler, Mike.
It happens all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, and I understand you're going to be doing self-protection demonstrations.
Yes.
So what would I learn if I come tomorrow and watch your demo?
So I'll be set up with a couple of different tools that we use as part of our class. We do a full self-protection and predator awareness class that typically lasts about 4 hours, and 2 hours of classroom and 2 hours of hands-on. So tomorrow we'll be practicing some of the hands-on stuff, how to get yourself out of a bad situation with some simple strikes, kicks, how to defend yourself against maybe an edge weapon attack or a firearm as well.
What advice would you have? What's the most useful tool for folks if they leave here with nothing else tomorrow? What should they pick up?
Awareness is probably the best tool. So even just striking up some conversation and trying to learn about things that they can cue up on in their everyday life, walking to your car, walking through a parking lot, just being able to increase your awareness of the things going on around you. Most people operate in a little bit of a tunnel, and technology certainly doesn't help that. You know, people walking around with their face in their cell phone.
Buried in the phone, yeah.
Yeah.
That happens a lot. Who's the typical person in your class?
We've had kind of all across the board. I just actually did this, did the training for a women in leadership group at Jamestown. A lot of, sometimes it's moms sending their daughters off to college, or...
I should have thought of that before I sent our daughter off. Yeah, good idea. Darn it, anyway. Yeah, but those are the things you worry about. But, I mean, I would think women, but really for anybody, right?
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, in this day and age, just being equipped with one more way to protect yourself.
Yeah, just having the know-how of what to look for and what to be aware of, and then if you do find yourself in a situation like that, what you can do to protect yourself.
So if you take the class, you come away with a four-hour class pretty well equipped to protect yourself at that point.
Yes, absolutely.
Great. And some actual demonstration of that tomorrow. We'll be here. Skylar Dutton is the safety consultant with the North Dakota Safety Council. He'll be giving the demos as part of the open house that is happening. North Dakota Safety Council's hands-on safety training campus opening tomorrow. Grand opening here, 11 to 2:30, 1710 Canary Avenue. Thanks, Scott. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
More coming up, folks. Don't go away.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery and equipment auctions in Mott, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McHenry, Sheridan, McKenzie, Dunn, Lemoore, Adams, Stark, and Logan counties in North Dakota, and Corson County in South Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.